Random House Audio presents Hondo by Louis L'Amour, read for you by David Strathairn. Foreword. What do we have here? The story of a lonely man, hiding his loneliness behind a cloak of independence. A man as bleak as the land over which he rode, yet beneath the harshness and the necessary violence, a kind man, a just man, a man who had come to terms with the land in which he lived. We have a woman with a home, no matter how thin the walls, how lonely the prospect. For her there were no ribbons and lace, no waltzes in the moonlight, no gossip over tea, no shopping in the store. Only the sunrises and sunsets, a land of changing colors and cloud shadows, long nights lying awake and alone when any sound might mean the end for her son and herself. But a woman with a home, a woman with a will to persist, to endure. And we have an Apache, leading his warriors in raids upon the white man, an Apache who respected courage and respected strength because they were qualities his people needed to survive. He was no poor, pathetic red man, being put upon by whites, but a fierce warrior, a veteran of many battles, asking favors of no man. He did not fear the pony soldiers, but welcomed them, for they brought into his harsh land the horses, the food, the clothing, and the weapons he could take from them. Often he admired the men he killed. Often he was contemptuous of their ignorance and lack of skills. Also we have a boy who had a mother but needed a man to show him how to become a man himself. His own father was but a shadowy figure who came smelling of whiskey and the cheap perfume of other women, who came and went, leaving no tracks that the boy could read.